Well, hello everybody. It is wonderful to be in your presence and to share this amazing three-month journey we've been on with communicating and talking to and sharing and joying in with the totem animals. If you are new to our call this month, please do make sure that you go back into your private classroom and listen to the recordings for June and then the recording for July. We've covered quite a bit of information that the animals wanted to share with us about their role, their importance, how they interact and play with us as a totem or guide in our lives. I had been looking for many of you to share your experiences with me, and I will say I didn't get the kind of emails that I thought I would get. So I do encourage you to send in what your experiences have been, and I'm more than willing to add those into our classroom so other people can share with what has been happening to you. And it doesn't have to be long and it's extensive. It could be just a short little story about, wow, you know, this happened to me. You know, this is the animal that showed up, and here's what I learned, or here's the doorway that was opened for me. So everyone take a breath. This is going to actually be a working session today rather than recapping. Again, you can go back to June and July to re-go over, you know, different things that we've talked about. Today, for, I'm going to say, the past, it feels like 14 days, the animals have been requesting something special to do with you. So if you have a piece of paper and pencil, a writing stick by you, awesome. If you don't, I'm just going to sit here and chat for a little bit while you go get something to write with. It's going to be important to write where we're going to go, what the notes are, and then what your experience is from that piece that you just did. A notebook's fine, just plain pieces of paper are fine. It's going to be really interesting to shift gears, you know, after we've been on this wonderful, wonderful journey with totem animals for the last 3 months. It'll be interesting to see where we go, you know, forward. But right now, this piece that the animals have asked to do is, if you were doing like a tarot spread or an animal card spread, this would typically be where you would shuffle a bunch of cards and ask the question, or say, this is what I'm looking for information about. What we're going to do today is do a, quote, spread. However, we're going to do it in the animal kingdom itself. So part of this is not going to be a deep, deep, deep trance where you fall asleep. This is where we're going to take a little journey. We're going to step into the animal kingdom, and there will be five positions that we look for, five animals that we would like to have an interaction with. And this is all about you and your own personal journey. So now that you have a piece of paper and something to write with, I would like you to give yourself plenty of room to write. And if you want to do them on different pieces of paper, that's fine. However, write in the center of your page. Would you write the word within? Within. And you can put the word the sacred mountain. I'm going to say sacred heart. Sacred heart within. To the right of that position, would you write east? East. Going back to that center point, below it, would you write south? You see where we're going here? To the left, would you write west? And above, would you write north? And take a breath. I can see that we're already working, and the point is not to trigger. That's not our purpose. However, remember, our higher self brings us to these calls. And there's work that the animal kingdom wants to do, so they're starting to gather because they have been getting ready for this call for you for, like I said, it feels like 14 days. So what we're going to be doing is asking what animal is for a particular lesson. So everything that we're doing today is about lessons needed. Lessons needed. So again, we're going to just take a little bit of set up notes here so that you can do the work here in a moment. So we're going to actually begin with the East. With the East. And when we get ready to do this, so right now you're just taking notes, this card or this animal that we will be going for is all about a lesson needed to remove a present limitation. I'll repeat that. The lesson needed to remove a present limitation. The lesson needed to remove a present limitation. Or so what we're going to be looking for is who's the animal who's going to help me when I'm ready for my work to remove a present limitation. Okay, take a breath. The second place we'll go to is the south. So we start at the east at the golden door. That door, that east, and remember the sun rises in the east. The golden energy begins in the east. So that door is going to set up everything else that we do. From there, we go down to the south where the fire elemental is. And here we're going to look for the lesson needed to restore trust. The lesson needed to restore trust. So many times we lose our trust, we lose our faith when we're children. We hand our seniority over to someone else, and when whatever they say, we believe. And we just give them our power. We hand them over our seniority. And many times our trust was betrayed at some level. So here we're going to ask, who is the animal that is here to help me restore my trust? Okay, take a breath. From the south, we'll move to the west. And the west is going to be the lesson needed to find my personal truth. The lesson needed, or the animal that's going to help me with the lesson to find my personal truth, the animal I'm looking for is the one who will help me restore my personal truth, or find my personal truth. You see how powerful this is and how come they've wanted to, just so exciting, setting the energy for us to do this work. From the west, we'll travel to the north. And in the north position is going to be the lesson needed that will assist you, the animal needed that will assist you in acknowledging your personal talents and or personal gifts. The animal that's here to assist, to acknowledge your personal talents, and personal gifts. One more time. The animal that will help me learn the lesson needed to acknowledge my personal talent or my personal gift. And then from there, we're going to turn right into that sacred heart, the sacred in this, because I'm dealing with a sacred spread. It's called the sacred mountain. But where we're going to be is in that fourth chakra. And if you've been dealing, working with me in the fifth dimensional chakra system, it's really the first triad, where we're in the sacred heart. And here we're going to be looking for the animal that assists me with the lesson needed to find my personal freedom. The animal that's here to assist me to find my personal freedom. One more time. The animal that is here to assist me to find my personal freedom. So again, let's take a breath. I want you to just to go back around your piece of paper so that you have, we have the east, the south, the west, the north, and then we turn within. So I have a feeling that when we get done with this work, there's not going to be a whole lot of chatting that's happening at the end. So let's just set this up right now that when we bring us out of wherever we are, the instructions will most likely be, you know, go take a walk out in nature. You know, get your feet on some dirt or grass, you know, soil in the water. We won't be doing any setting up for the next month. So go look in your classroom when the date will be. I do know we're going to have to shift it from when we typically meet on the second Saturday because I will be at a holistic fair. So let's just agree that we'll meet on the third Saturday of September, and then in October we'll be back to the second Saturday. So let's do some work. If you need to get a drink of water, if you need to kind of wiggle your body and shake things out just to get us ready, make sure you have plenty of paper. So we're going to be taking a journey. We're going to have our eyes open, have our eyes closed, and then we're going to have our eyes open so that you can write things down, and then we'll go have your eyes closed. So it's really this place of acknowledging, seeing who shows up for you, taking notes, because your who shows up for you in the East is going to be completely different than the next person sitting next to you on the call. Everyone's going to have their own unique person, animal in the east, in the west, in the north, in the south, and within. Something else that the animals want me to say right now is it's very, very possible you will have the same animal show up for you in multiple positions. Doesn't always happen. However, if it does, it's exactly perfect. Exactly perfect. So let's get excited. Let's just take a few circular breaths where we are breathing in from all that is and breathing back out into all that is. And breathing in, just receiving, allowing an agenda to be put aside. Allowing a task to be put aside. Breathing back out into all that is. And another circular breath, allowing yourself to just receive. And breathing back out to all that is. Would you say hello to your grounding cord? Would you just ask that grounding cord to be three times larger than where it is right now. And if that's not large enough, just give it the command to be at a size that's going to allow you to let go of any thoughts or emotions that are not yours. And we talked a little bit ago about betrayal. And so when we're in that position to looking about how do I set this up for myself, if there's any residual from the old betrayal, we want to make sure that that grounding cord is wide enough to let the thoughts and emotions that are not ours, that are not yours, go down the grounding cord. Would you find a point across the room? It's something that you can look at, but not really look at. That might be a thumbtack on a wall, a pin across the room. But what we want to do is see it, but not really see it. We're not really looking to look at the details of what kind of a pen is it, what kind of a thumbtack is it. We just want a spot that's out there that we can allow to get a little blurry. And this is going to be the reference point that any time it's we say open your eyes or allow the eyelid to open, that I'm going to use that thumbtack, that if I saw the thumbtack over there, that as I allow my eyelid to open, I can barely see that thumbtack, and then the room starts to come into perspective. I can see my paper, write down what I need to, and then when it's up time for me to allow the eyelid to close, I can see that thumbtack and then just close my eyes. If that's making sense, just to keep things really simple. So see your object, whatever it is, but don't go to look for it. And then just allow your eyelids to close about halfway. You can barely see whatever that was across the room. And then allow them to close a little bit more. Or that just, it's, everything's kind of blurry and we're really no longer looking out, we're looking in. And would you say hello to you? Would you thank yourself for bringing you here today? Would you thank all of the animals who have already been playing with you along this journey of awareness, this journey of co-creation? And would you invite them to either meet us in the garden or come with us as we go to the garden? But before we begin our journey, would you just allow your self, all of you, to find the vibration of quiet? And I'm just going to point out that as I'm watching you all on the call, that moment that permission was here to be quiet, all the noise, all that was not quiet just started dumping down each of your grounding cords. So take another breath and it's quiet. And would you allow yourself to get even quieter? We've talked about that place that is called the center of your head. If you're new to the call and you do not know where that is, just have an intention on the next breath to simply be in the center of your head. It's just a point of observation. And would you notice that where you are now in the center of your head is even more quiet than where we were just a moment ago? Now, from the center of your head, there is a spiral staircase. In a moment, we're going to step onto that spiral staircase. It is going to spiral out and down around the front of the vocal cords where the fifth chakra is, and then it's going to continue its spiral till it meets you in the back of your heart space. So just take a breath. Would you have an intention of moving now from the center of your head down that spiral staircase right to the Sacred Heart? And there's much in this Sacred Heart. You feel free to look around. We're just going to keep things simple today. And in that Sacred Heart, I refer to it as a sanctuary. There's a reverence, there's an awe here. Just amazing energy. But there's a triangle. If you look on the floor, there's just a triangle, an equilateral triangle. What that means is all the legs of the triangle are the same length. All the angles have the same degree. Now, at the corners of that triangle are little portals. So just for information, there is a portal to the elemental kingdom. Would you just be aware of it? Acknowledge it. There is a portal to the angelic kingdom. Again, would you just acknowledge it? And there is a portal to the animal kingdom. Take a breath. Would you allow yourself to turn and face that portal into the animal kingdom? And there's going to be just like a little ball of light there. And on your next out-breath, would you just blow out into that ball, and your air opens that doorway open? And would you just keep blowing on the doorway until it's large enough for you to step into the animal kingdom? You can already hear the laughter. At the party, the celebration that's coming, it's like, welcome, welcome, welcome. You see all the little babies there, all the mommies taking care of all their little babies. The dads, they really could care less. They did their job. It's just hilarious in the animal kingdom. But even more importantly, would you look for Pegasus? And would you see the honor that Pegasus bestows upon you because you arrived in the kingdom? And would you greet him with honor and reverence? And would you let him know that you have an intention of finding more of your animals that are here for you, that we have an intention of finding five animals who are here to help you learn the lessons that your soul has come to learn. And he is now inviting you to climb on his back so he can take you to the garden. If you don't feel comfortable riding on his back, would you walk by his side? There's no right, there's no wrong, there just is. Would you allow yourself to simply breathe as together you and Pegasus, followed by the party follows you to this wonderful sacred garden. Again, there's a reverence here in this garden. And would you look how many animals are here to celebrate you, celebrate with you, and to hold space for you as you ask your question, receive your answer. Just notice the hundreds, the thousands of animals, the beings that are here for you, to celebrate you. Feel the excitement. There's just so much excitement. Would you thank Pegasus for delivering you here to the garden? And again, if you would like to even say it out loud, it is my intention, dear animal kingdom, it is my intention to call upon five of you, or if they come in pairs, those of you who are here, I have five questions. I have five lessons that I need to learn, that I choose to learn, and I'm calling on five of you to step forward to help me with my lessons. So notice how there's a circle around you, the animals circling. Some of them are laying down just to form a circle around you in this sacred place, this sacred garden, as you do the work. So would you turn to the east? In the garden, standing, turn to the east. And would you say hello to that golden door of the east? And to the golden door, would you say, I have come. I have come to find out who the animal is to assist me in removing my present limitation. I ask you humbly to step forward. The one, the being who is here to assist me in my lesson to remove my present limitation. And would you just notice who steps forward? Would you open your eyes and write that animal's name, like dragonfly, aardvark, a bunny, turtle, just in the position on the east for representing present limitation. And then close your eyes again. And would you ask that grand being to show you what it knows about removing limitations. And would you allow yourself to absorb the knowledge? And would you ask it if you could give it some of the struggles that you have encountered with the present limitation? Like, I've had great difficulty here. I sabotage myself there. Can I give this to you? At least a layer of it. Can I give this to you because you're here to help me remove this limitation? Allow if the body wants to yawn or the eyes want to tear. It's just energy leaving the body. Sometimes there's pain in the body. Just say hello to it. Allow it to dissipate. And then would you bring this communication with this animal, with this great being, to completion? And they will stay in the position in the east. And now would you turn your body physically to the south? And would you call on, hello, dear animal kingdom. I call forth the grand being that is here to assist me as I learn to restore trust. Would you step forward, that being that is here, to assist me to restore trust. Would you ask this beautiful being if you could hand it the memories of mistrust, the memories of betrayal, the memories of feeling vulnerable? And then would you ask this beautiful being to show you what he or she knows about trust? And would you allow yourself to merge with this beautiful being, absorbing what he or she knows about trust? Would you thank this beautiful being, allowing them to stay there in the self, but just to step back a little bit as you bring this communication to completion for now. Take a breath. And now would you turn your body to the west? Hello, dear grand beings. I call forth the animal who is here to walk with me as I find my personal truth. Would you step forward, the being that is here to assist me as I find my personal truth? Would you be willing to hand this beautiful, amazing being over your doubt, your lack, those thoughts of lack, I can't, this doubt. Hand over what's not you. And then would you notice that they are already sharing with you what they know about standing in personal truth, standing in personal power, being senior in the body. It means you are the boss in the body. It does not mean you're an aged old person. I am senior in the choices I make. I have the authority here. There you go. Absolutely beautiful. Would you thank this grand being as they enjoy? I mean, look at all the joy here in the West, this happiness, excitement. It's like, yes, I get to help. I get to help find personal truth. Yeah, this is rocking, man. There you go. And just watch as they step aside. They're staying here in the West. And take a breath. Ooh. Why don't you open your eyes here for a second? I think I forgot to do that in the South. Would you take a moment, if I did, to write down who your animal is for the South, for trust? And who the animal is in the West for personal truth? There we go. All right, now everyone take a breath. And then would you face the north, this north star. It's like the guiding. It's the guiding pilot light, if you will. Dear grand beings of this beautiful animal kingdom, I call forth the one or the ones that are here to surround me as I open up and acknowledge my talents, my gifts, and my abilities. I ask you to step forward and show me my abundance, my field of plenty, to allow me to open up to my talents, my gifts, and my abilities. Would you show yourself as my divine helper in this lesson that I'm asking for? Thank you. And would you ask this grand being, or if you have many, multiple, to show you what they know about acknowledging gifts, acknowledging talent, acknowledging abilities? And would you just allow yourself to absorb what they know, absorb what they're showing you, what they're sharing with you? There's nothing to do here. Just allowing yourself to have, to absorb. Like a sponge, or let's say a piece of dry cloth, and you get in the shower, that dry is going to absorb the wet very quickly. Or you go outside to water, and the ground absorbs that nourishment. Would you thank this grand being as they step back? Would you allow your eyelids to open? And would you allow yourself to write down who is here for you in the north? As you acknowledge your gifts, your talents, your abilities, what makes you rock? I think many times we look outside ourselves for someone else to validate us, like, wow, you're really good at painting, or you're really good at drawing, or you're really good at spreadsheets, or you're really good at public speaking. And to really, you know, look at that and, like, no, I'm within me. I'm going to acknowledge that for myself. This is my gift. I'm just practicing it for you to enjoy, but it's my gift. And here's my animal that is assisting me in acknowledging my gifts and my talents and my abilities. Take a breath. If your eyelids are not closed, would you allow them to just close down? And now would you turn within, turning into, like, you're facing yourself, turning into the centermost part of your sacred heart. And would you say to the animal kingdom, I have come. I am here, and I call forth the grand being that is here to allow me to find my personal freedom. Would you show yourself? The being that allows me to find my personal freedom, my inner knowing, my balance. My beauty. My unlimitedness. And here again, would you ask this amazing being to show you what it knows about claiming its freedom, standing in its freedom, in its inner knowing, in its balance, big word, balance, in its beauty? And would you allow yourself to emerge, to absorb triumphantly, as the two of you share this knowledge and vibration? Would you thank this amazing being, personal freedom? Would you take a moment to look around again? Is there anything else your animal from the east would like to share with you? Would you turn and face the east and receive? Is there anything that this beautiful being would like to receive from you? And would you give? And as for right now in this moment, that communication comes to an end, to completion is a better word. Would you thank this being in the way that works for the two of you? Would you turn to your grand being in the south that is here walking with you in trust? Is there anything else they would like to give you? Is there anything they would like to receive from you? Would you thank them? And turn to the west. My personal truth. Is there another exchange that the two of you would like to engage in around personal truths? Something to give, something to receive. Personal truth. Would you thank your partner here and turn to the north? How would you like to thank this being that's here to allow you to acknowledge your gifts, acknowledge your talent, acknowledge your ability? What final communication would the two of you like to share in this moment? And then would you turn within again, facing you and your personal freedom, where you are in complete balance, where you have that inner knowing. What will the two of you co-create in this moment as you receive and give? Would you thank all of your co-creators here? Would you allow your eyelids to open? Seeing your page, are there any notes that you would like to jot down? And then would you put your pencil down again, and would you just allow your eyelids to close? And back into the awareness of the circle with the east and the south and the west and the north and the within, the center. And would you notice the party happening around you, this celebration? The dancing, the playfulness. Would you allow yourselves, all of you, to join in the celebration and the party and the dance? Go play. Go dance. Be joyful. Taking your five with you as you. When you next open your eyes, simply allow yourself to stand up and wiggle your body and make your way outside so you can be part of the party, having your feet on the soil or in the water so that you're part of the party. And take your five with you. Be part of them. Allow them to be with you. We will step away. Till next we meet. Namaste.